Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL. Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Polls are now open across Maryland, D.C., and Virginia on this Election Day 2016. The polls in Virginia will be open until 7 tonight, till 8 tonight in Maryland and the district. Of course, WMAL will have complete election night coverage beginning during the Mark Levin Show this evening. The first votes of the 2016 election are already in and counted from small towns in New Hampshire where the polls opened at midnight.
Trump is actually beating Clinton. He has received 32 of these midnight votes, where Clinton has received 25.
Correspondent Rachel Crane. Both Trump and Clinton will be anxiously awaiting election night results along with the rest of us.
Donald Trump will cast his vote today in New York at some point, and then will move over to his watch party in a hotel in Midtown Manhattan. That is only 1.5 miles away from Hillary Clinton's watch party tonight.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, had a whirlwind Monday schedule wrapping up early this morning in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hillary Clinton planned on not doing a whole lot on election day, but at 1 a.m. inside that building behind me, she was still going, trying to close the deal on what could be a historic day for the Clinton family.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. When you vote today in Maryland, you may run into someone from the State Board of Elections who will offer to take your picture. The Board of Elections is trying a new voter outreach initiative offering to help voters take selfies outside the polling place with your face inside a frame adorned with I Voted stickers and the Maryland flag design. Some of those pics will also wind up today on the Board of Elections Facebook and Twitter pages. Now, believe it or not, there may be some people who don't really care who wins today. In fact, some of them may be on Wall Street.
Market reaction to the election is overblown.
Looking back since the 1940s, says financial analyst Rick Edelman, there hasn't been much of a correlation between who's in the White House and what happens on the stock markets, because it's all about corporations.
That, at the end of the day, is what investors care about. Can the company earn a profit? And the answer is yes. No matter what the environment in Washington, Wall Street can figure out how to make a buck.
And at this point,
we are very confident. Regardless of who wins, 4 years from now, the stock market will be dramatically higher than it is today.
Edelman's show here on WMAL can be heard Saturdays at 10. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There's a little tit-for-tat today between Russian and U.S. officials on this election day.
Russian news agency reports say the Russian Foreign Ministry has sent a diplomatic note to U.S. authorities, notifying them that American diplomats will not be allowed to conduct monitoring of future Russian elections. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybkov reportedly said the move is his nation's response to what it says was obstruction by the U.S. of Russian diplomats seeking to monitor today's American presidential election for possible violations. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A federal jury in Charlottesville has awarded $3 million in damages to a former University of Virginia administrator who said she was defamed in a Rolling Stone magazine article. That same jury agreed last Friday that Nicole Iramo was defamed in the magazine's 2014 article about an alleged gang rape at UVA. Yesterday, jurors set the amount of damages. And Kensington Palace is accusing the media of sexism and racism over its coverage of Prince Harry's girlfriend, American actress Meghan Markle. Prince Harry's office has now confirmed she is his girlfriend, issuing a strongly worded statement accusing the media of harassing her. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,260, the NASDAQ at 5166. Sports Monday Night Football, Seattle tops Buffalo. NBA, the Wizards lose at home to Houston. NHL, the Caps host San Jose tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Thank you, WMAL listeners. We've always known you were the best, but who would believe over 500 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's not actually so surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call Cars for Kids today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number, yes, you know the one, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, a truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's Cars with a K at carsforkids.com. Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a couple problems heading through town. First one, and it's cleared now, inbound Rhode Island Avenue past South Dakota Avenue. Lanes reopened, but now it's about clearing out that volume there. New problem is going to be as you come off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Riverdale Chevrolet. It's jammed to get down to the New York Kenilworth Avenue split. That's where we have the crash. Also, we're heading through Northwest on Military Road. If you're leaving 16th Street and going westbound Military Road over toward Oregon Avenue and St. John's College High School, very slow there. Have a crash reported. Let's go around the Beltway now through Bethesda, Inner Loop side, into that sunshine causing those delays. Outer Loop, 95 to Georgia Avenue, slowing. Heaviest stretch on 270s through Rockville. 66, commuters tell me, took them just a little over 30 minutes leaving Manassas through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly start to our election day. Bundle up as you head on out. This afternoon, probably will not need a jacket. Partly cloudy, 67. Cold front approaching tonight. Rain showers after midnight, 53. Showers possible tomorrow with a high of 60 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Haymarket, 34 in Gaithersburg, 41 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VNF Office Products. America makes its choice today. Get the latest on Election Day 2016 at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it's here, Election Day. We thought it would never arrive, but it's actually here, and the polling places are open, and we're hearing big stories about how many people are turning out. And by the way, in a few moments, we're going to open the phone lines. If you have some story to tell about what you saw, what the turnout was like, any problems that you might have seen, get on the phone right now, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Coming up at 8:35, we'll be joined by Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now is General Michael Flynn. He is an advisor to the Trump campaign, and he is here to help make that closing argument on behalf of his candidate. Thanks for joining us, General.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Listen, let's we're talking about Virginia quite a bit right now because it seems like it's still in play as a toss-up, and I know that there are a lot of former military, even currently active duty military in the Commonwealth, and many are wary about Donald Trump and his lack of experience as commander-in-chief. Why don't you tell us a little bit about why you are drawn to his candidacy?
Yeah, I mean, I like Donald Trump because of his ability to make decisions, his ability to think differently and to think, you know, in a very international way. I mean, Donald Trump is a very, very savvy individual, and he's made an awful lot of decisions over the last, you know, 10, 20, 30 years of his life that I would say play right into the kind of decisions that he would have to make as a commander-in-chief. So, I mean, and then what's amazing is that Virginia is in play, which is a really good thing. And we do believe it's in play. In fact, there's a real good chance that he could win Virginia, which would be a real feather for the whole of the election, because there's a lot of blue states that we have traveled to in the last couple of days that really feel like they're going to turn toward Donald Trump. So that's we feel very, very good today, very confident going in over these last couple of weeks. So, I mean, this is a guy who's ready to take on the challenges of this country. Inside, internally here in America, and of course overseas as well. And he's got a superb team of people around him.
Let me ask you this. You just said you have no problem at all with the decision-making of Donald Trump when it came to national security issues. Compare and contrast that about concerns you might have for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, well, when I look at all of the things that I've personally been a part of or certainly witnessed her, decisions that she has influenced or made, I mean, we're in we just have a disaster situation, particularly in our foreign policy right now. And you know, I mean, where do you want me to start? I mean, from Russia to Libya to Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, God, the Asia Pacific theater is a real mess right now. I mean, with the South China Sea and what China's doing and all these things, all were initiated in the first couple of years of the Obama administration while Hillary was the Secretary of State. Under her, these are ideas of hers, and they just have never panned out. And I mean, one of the biggest disasters is, of course, what's going on in the Middle East right now with Iraq and Syria.
Right.
And I tie into that the Iranian nuclear deal. So here, under Hillary Clinton's watch, during her watch, is when the Iranian nuclear deal got started. And this was a bad idea then. It's a terrible idea now. We have the leading state sponsor of terrorism on a pathway to a nuclear weapon, and she thinks that's okay. She's going to continue that policy. Libya is a complete disaster. I mean, look at what happened. Just, you know, nobody even talks about Benghazi anymore. You know, what was she doing the night that we lost four Americans? And all these little things. And so the accumulation of everything that she's done, you know, nobody even brings up what she did not do as a senator. I mean, in her state of New York, they lost. We did a lot of research on this. They lost 250,000 jobs in New York while she was the senator of New York in her area, in her part of the state. And nobody even talks about that because everything that she touches has turned into some sort of failure. And for our country, and we just can't have that. We have to get our country. We have to inspire our country. We have to get our country back on track to where we are not afraid to call, you know, to say things for what they are. That's one of the other aspects of Donald Trump is honesty and truthfulness. And that's one of the things that I know he'll bring back to, he needs to bring back. We need, in this country, we definitely need, desperately need in Washington, D.C., is honesty.
Our guest is General Michael Flynn. His career in the United States Army began in 1981. With Commander-in-Chief Ronald Reagan, and you were the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency as well. And So I think you've got some pretty good creds here with regard to our military and with regard to our very real threat of radical Islamic terrorism. You saw it all happen. So let me ask you this. This is one of the arguments against Donald Trump, that some of the things that he has said with regard to our policy of refugees or immigrants coming from some of these countries that breed radical Islamic terrorism, that, you know, by saying the things that he has said about limiting immigration and limiting certain policies that we've got toward these nations and toward the people of those nations, that it makes us less safe, that somehow being tough on these countries and tough on the individuals and having higher scrutiny of these individuals, it's dangerous on the world stage. Can you please address that? Because I hear a lot of thoughtful people saying that, and I have trouble connecting those dots.
Yeah, and that, those are two dots that should not be connected. Do not ever connect the lack of leadership to the lack of demonstrating power to our ability to be able to defeat our enemies. Those two don't add up.
Well, I guess they say, you know, countries like Jordan and Egypt, these are vital allies of ours, and if you alienate them and make them think that we're anti-Muslim, then they won't help us in this fight.
No, that's not right. And I'll tell you what, that is something. So whoever says that does not know what they're talking about. I have had conversations with the leaders of these countries in and out of uniform, and definitely out of uniform since getting involved in this crazy political fight that we're in. And I'm going to tell you, these countries desperately want our leadership. They know exactly what they face. They cannot defeat this enemy of radical Islamism without our help. Now, what type of help and how we help them, has to be really looked at in terms of the kind of way we shape our role and our responsibilities. But leading from behind, as Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton want to do, means that you're following. And the United States of America should never follow. We should always lead. And I'm telling you, there's no enemy that's unbeatable. These guys are beatable. But these countries, Egypt, Jordan, the Saudis, the Arab nations, they need our help, and they know they need our help. And frankly, look for it. But right now, they are totally confused, and many of them are you know, beyond irritated with the United States because of the position that we took with Iran. The majority of these countries over in the Middle East right now, they look at us and they say, you picked Iran as your partner, and now we are starting to look elsewhere, like Russia. And I'm going to tell you, folks, this business about Russia and what Russia has done, Russia has not been in the Middle East in 40 years because we've been there in leadership roles. And now Russia's deep in the Middle East right now with not just Syria, but quietly they're stepping into Saudi, they're stepping into Egypt, and they're stepping into other countries where we used to be. We cannot allow that to happen.
Well, they say that, you know, nature abhors a vacuum. So does foreign policy. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, sir. General Mike Flynn, I've been waiting for a compelling and forceful argument against that narrative, and I appreciate you providing it this morning, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Love your show. You guys have a great show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And by the way, phone lines are open. We want to know what you're seeing at the polling places. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
God, what you're seeing at the polling places. Brian, it's election day.
I know.
We're here. It's 8:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, thank you. And we are in good shape off the Greenway and onto the toll road. And a lot of our area is catching a break now, but we'll see some of that volume start to form as commuters get beyond the poles and onto the roads. 606 and the Sterling area. If you're leaving 28, the stretch of 606 going eastbound past Rock Hill Road over toward the Herndon Parkway, that's where we have the crash. That's where the slowdowns. The George Washington Parkway, we have the volume south of 123 heading down toward the Key Bridge and on the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. However, heads up northbound side, George Washington Parkway commuters, an unusual backup, park police responding to the incident northbound before you get to 123. So this is past the overlooks before you get to 123 on the northbound side. And better, if you heard me talk about Rhode Island Avenue, the crash inbound past South Dakota Avenue cleared, and then on the BW Parkway southbound at the New York Kenilworth Avenue split for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies today, 67 degrees tonight. Cloudy skies early, then overnight we may get some rain showers, low of 53 tomorrow. You'll start your day with a light rain in the morning and then showers continuing in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high near 60 degrees. Right now, 42 degrees at 8:17.
This is it, election night in America, and no one covers elections like CNN. For every race, every result, watch election night in America tonight on CNN.
Election Day is here, and people are going to the polls, and we're hearing reports of a pretty big turnout, especially in Northern Virginia, which is a state that is a toss-up state. Really matters what happens there, and we want to hear what your experiences were. Let's start with Emily in Alexandria. Emily, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I proudly cast my vote for Trump this morning. And as I'm walking into the polling station in Alexandria, the man passing out the Democrat sample ballot is heckling people. If you're voting for Trump, you're racist and sexist.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah, it was extremely off-putting, and the poll observer wasn't there yet, and there was no Republican person standing around, so he was just out there on his own. But, you know, just very off-putting.
First of all, it's just bad manners, and second of all, it's improper. It's absolutely improper.
It's the only argument they have, but this person's supposed to be impartial, right? Emily, where was this in Alexandria? Which polling place?
This was at Agudas Achim or Akeem. It's a little synagogue on Valley Drive near Quaker Lane.
Well, I'll tell you what, Emily, if you experienced that, I bet other people did too, and hopefully they can report this as well. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for giving us the call. We really appreciate it. How about, let's go to John in Stephen City, Virginia. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning. That's line four.
This is the 16th year I've done at the same polling station, and usually I just walk in and walk out. There's usually no lines. Just this morning there were lines out the door of the library where I vote at, and the atmosphere was definitely pro-Trump.
Really? And how do you draw that conclusion? I just need to know.
There are a lot of people that were going in and out that were yelling vote for Trump. The parking lot seemed like it had a lot of Trump stickers on the vehicles, and in our area, there are more less Hillary signs and more Trump signs.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that, John. Greatly appreciate it. Jim in Gold Vein, you're a longtime listener to WMAL. What did you see this morning?
Well, we saw something similar. My wife and I moved to Gold Vein at the end of 2000, and we always vote. And today, we saw the biggest crowd we have ever seen in Gold Vein. And the people handing out sample ballots, the ones for Trump were green, and the ones for Hillary were yellow. And we didn't see a single person holding a yellow sample ballot inside the voting area.
Hmm. A sample ballot. Yeah. Oh, these are electioneers.
Suggestion. Yeah. Electioneers handing out. Okay. Suggested.
Yeah.
Sample ballots, yeah.
Okay. Well, interesting. And that's Fauquier County, is it not, Gold Vein?
It's in Fauquier County.
Okay, and you say compared to, say, 2012, I mean, Fauquier County went for Mitt Romney in 2012, but you're saying that this year it is a much higher turnout.
Yeah, it's a much higher turnout. Right. The line was out the door, and when I was paying attention to other conversations, I didn't hear anybody talking about voting for Hillary.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you for that. Greatly appreciate it. Let's see. How about let's go to Lauren in Fauquier County. You're on with Brian and Larry. Lauren, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. What'd you see?
I went and I voted this morning before school. And when I was standing in line to put my ballot in the machine, there was an older gentleman in front of me, and he got a return error on the screen. And it said that he had voted for two candidates, and they were very flustered, and they were, like, running around, and they didn't know what to do. And it said either return the ballot or cast your vote. And he chose to cast his vote. Which that confused me. I don't understand how you can vote for two people in this race. Huh. I don't know.
That's a strange one. And these were paper ballots.
Yes. Right. They didn't have the computer screens at the polling place that I went to. It was only paper ballots.
And what about turnout there, just out of curiosity?
Oh, there were lines of people. I stood in line for about 10 to 15 minutes. Lots of Trump supporters. I overheard the woman who was passing out the sample ballots for Ms. Clinton. She said, we're kind of outnumbered here. And I was like, well, it is Fauquier County. We're a very Republican county.
All right, Lauren. Thank you for the call.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, more of your calls straight ahead is now 8:22.
This salute to veterans is brought to you by the people of Boeing, who are proud to observe Veterans Day and pay tribute to all who have served and are currently serving in America's armed forces.
Here's what you need to know if you're having a hard time selling your home. The answer, my friends, is not another open house. Instead, I recommend you call my friend Frank Brindle of REMAX Allegiance. You've heard me talk about Frank for a while now. That's because Frank delivers guaranteed results. You see, any agent can hold an open house or put a for sale sign in your front yard. But Frank Brindle will aggressively market your home to the right buyers and get you results. Consider the story of William. Not only did he need to sell his Metro DC home within 30 days, but also as is. With Frank's plan, William's home sold on time, no out-of-pocket expenses. There's no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline, and if the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home, guaranteed. Do not be fooled by other agents with similar guarantees. There's only one Frank Brindle. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Brindle. Here's the number, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538, online at itrustfrank.com.
Over 300,000 veterans died while waiting for health care from the VA. Studies show that up to 20 veterans commit suicide every day, but 40% of calls made to the VA suicide prevention hotline went unanswered. America's veterans are calling for help, but John Sarbanes refuses to answer. Sarbanes voted multiple times against needed VA reforms that could have saved the lives of countless veterans. It's no wonder that a leading veterans rights group rated John Sarbanes as one of the five worst members of Congress on veterans issues. It's time to elect a leader who understands veterans because he is a veteran. Dr. Mark Plaster joined the Navy after decades as an emergency room physician. Dr. Plaster served two deployments to Iraq, helping save the lives of soldiers wounded and injured on the front lines. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will demand accountability accountability and sweeping reforms at the VA so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. Paid for by the Plaster for Congress Committee.
I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
Semper Fi.
This is Barack Obama. Now, we're at the end of what has felt like a really long election season. It's time to make the final decision about who we should elect to represent us. Unfortunately, some Republicans are already gearing up to do everything they can to stop any progress in Washington. They've said they would stop any future Democratic Supreme Court nominee and spend their time on endless investigations. And believe it or not, there are even some Republicans in Congress who have already said they want to start the impeachment process. Regardless of what political party you're in, I think we can all agree that the gridlock and obstruction needs to stop. Republicans running for Congress are promising more gridlock and inaction. If you want to get things done in Washington, vote for Democrats for Congress. Send a message by sending leaders to Washington who will work for you and won't just put their party over progress. Vote for Democrats for Congress.
Paid for by DCCC. DCCC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DCCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Indeed. And U.S. Park Police confirmed to me that they do block the left lane of 2 on the northbound side of the George Washington Parkway. This will be after the overlooks, but before you get to 123. And this is really packing a punch north of the Key Bridge. And that's where I'm seeing the brake lights. So from near Spout Run on up north toward this crash. So be prepared for that. Southbound, the volume with us through that stretch and heading down toward the bridges. No problems to report. In fact, a little bit lighter than normal heading across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. We do have the delays, though, in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel heading toward New York Avenue. Out of Cheverly, Riverdale, both the 50 and the BW Parkway southbound slow to merge onto New York Kenilworth Avenue side of the crash. They're trying to confine that to the shoulder. Traffic update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny to partly cloudy later today. This election day, high temperature 67 degrees. The showers hold off until later tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's cold out still, 42 degrees at 8:26.
All right, we're taking your calls as you go to the polls on this election day. What are you seeing out there? How about Rich in Fairfax? Rich, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. What are you seeing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Larry?
That's Brian, actually, but go ahead.
Oh, hey, Brian. Hey, Larry. Hey, I'm the one that called you yesterday. I was the one that's in the military for 30 years that's never voted.
Yeah?
I got there at 5:45 this morning. There was about 25 people in line. It took us about 15 minutes to get through. When I came out, there sure had to be 200 to 300 people standing in line.
Wow, we're hearing a lot of, you know, like 150, 200, 300 people standing in line. Yeah, and by the way, it's not that he hasn't voted. He's just never cast a ballot going to vote on election day.
He's been
in the military for 30 years.
So, Rich, now that you've had both experiences, would you rather just cast your ballot with the military like you used to?
No, that's what I wanted to call you about, Larry. I will go back to the polls again.
You liked it. All right.
Well worth it, the experience. And there's a lot of people out there. They're going back and forth with all their little sample ballots. And everybody wants you to vote this way. And everybody wants you to vote that way. And it's just funny.
God bless you, Richard. Yeah, I love that Rich, you get to see our democratic process in action.
He makes me smile.
Ah, happy Veterans Day, sir.
It is 8:28 on WMAL.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
All offers require credit qualification, 2-year commitment with early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Call for details. Are you unhappy with your cable provider? Do you feel like you're paying too much for channels you don't even watch? Are you thinking about cutting the cord? Stop and get skinny with Dish's Flex Pack, starting at only $39.99 a month. Begin with over 50 popular channels and then add what you want. Don't watch? Don't pay. Plus, get free installation for up to 6 rooms and 45 premium channels, including HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars, free for 3 months. Create your own TV package for only $39.99 per month. It's as simple as that. With FlexPack, only Dish gives you the flexibility to pay for what you want to watch starting at only $39.99 per month. Call your authorized Dish retailer at 800-909-1394 before this deal is no longer available. Call 800-909-1394 and build TV you want to watch. 800-909-1394. Stop and get skinny with Dish's FlexPack. Call 800-909-1394.
Coming up on WMAL, Larry Kudlow and more on tonight's big election coverage here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Hillary Clinton cast her vote just a few minutes ago in Chappaqua, New York, and spoke afterward to reporters.
I know how much responsibility goes with this, and so many people are counting on the outcome of this election, what it means for our country, and I'll do the very best I can if I'm fortunate enough to win today.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, cast his vote in Richmond a couple of hours ago. Now, anecdotal reports would suggest voter turnout today is going to be very strong. Correspondent Brian Todd is in a polling place at an elementary school in Ashburn.
The precinct chief just told me that it is crazier here this morning than it was in 2008 when there was such a good voter turnout when President Obama first got elected. Look, we can't project turnout based on the numbers here this morning, but we know it's been very strong here, long lines here, and it is just really busy. This has been pretty consistent all morning. Almost every voting station here has been taken up almost the entire morning. They've got overflow tables over here where people are voting, so it has been very, very enthusiastic.
Polls in Virginia will be open till 7 tonight. The polls in Maryland and D.C. open till 8. Of course, WMAL will have complete election night coverage starting during the Mark Levin Show this evening. $3 million is the amount of damages awarded to a former University of Virginia administrator who said her reputation was ruined by a 2014 Rolling Stone magazine article. Nicole Aramo had sued the magazine for more than twice that amount of money. The site of the Orlando nightclub massacre could soon be in for a major makeover. The city of Orlando wants to buy the Pulse nightclub and eventually convert the site into a memorial. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,260. The Nasdaq at 51,66. Sports: Houston hands the Wizards another loss. The Caps host the San Jose Sharks tonight. Monday Night Football: Seattle wins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change, and change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Sometimes it takes a cold snap to get your attention.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
That's when it really hits you. If you have a furnace that's 10 years old or older, you're risking a breakdown every time you flip that switch. Especially if you've been a little relaxed about having your system maintained. You know, I get it. Getting a furnace tune-up is not a huge priority for most folks. Until it gives up and there's no heat. And that's why it is so important that you book a furnace tune-up from my stand-up guys here at Snell Heating and Air. And you want to do it before things get crazy around here and you got to wait in line. A WOW fall furnace tune-up from Snell is just $79. And with that, you get greater efficiency, lower power bills, and reliable comfort all winter long. So every time you flip on the thermostat, that's the time to really relax.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Did you hear about Luann Bennett?
Tell me.
Bennett hasn't lived in our congressional district for over 10 years, but she wants to be our congresswoman in Virginia?
Didn't she live at the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C.?
Sure did. A nonpartisan group filed a complaint showing Bennett didn't pay her D.C. income taxes as required. Another story says Bennett may have committed mortgage fraud.
Yeah, and didn't Luann Bennett support the largest tax increase in Virginia history and now wants $1 trillion more in tax increases?
Yep. Doesn't pay her taxes, but wants to raise ours. That's why I'm voting for Barbara Comstock. She wants tax relief for families, and she's for a strong national defense.
Did I hear the Washington Post endorsed Comstock?
Sure did. So did all the local papers. They said Comstock knows our district, worked on our issues, stood up for federal workers, and is among the most bipartisan members of Congress.
I'm with you. I'm voting for Barbara Comstock.
I'm Barbara Comstock, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Comstock for Congress.
Attention Fairfax County business owners and decision makers, big and small. Did you know the commuting benefits you currently or plan to provide to your employees may designate you as a best workplace for commuters? Call 703-877-5704 to see if you qualify.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, around the Beltway Interloop, leaving Springfield toward Annandale Slough and Toll Road to the Legion Bridge. To the Wilson Bridge, with everyone heading to the polls and with a lot of school closings, we have delays already cleared out to the Wilson Bridge. That looks great in each direction. We do have a crash on the George Washington Parkway, so we are jammed actually in each direction, but the accident northbound, north of the overlooks, as you head toward 123, watch Rios Park Police there. Southbound, quite slow to head past and then continue down toward the bridges. In on 50 and the BW Parkway, still volume. Head down to DC 295 and Kenilworth Avenue, right at the split. That's where we had the crash. Cleanup ongoing. 270 lighter than normal out of Frederick and into Gaithersburg. Just a tap on the brakes here as we try to get through the Rockville interchanges. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A chilly morning, but this election day will be dry. Some of the few clouds this afternoon, 67. Tonight, cold front on the march, 53. Some showers around after midnight. Tomorrow, still some showers, maybe some light rain in the morning with a high of cooler 60 on a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Herndon, 30 in Frederick, 44 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Fairfax County Department of Transportation. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
We're going to lower taxes under my plan, and Larry Kudlow and so many others love it. We're going to lower taxes very, very substantially.
There you go. I mean, there's the Donald talking about Larry Kudlow.
Dropping his name there. A little name check on Kudlow. Yeah.
Well, isn't it interesting that it's just we just happen to have Larry Kudlow on the line. CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show on it's almost as if we planned that. On WMAL, Saturdays at 7 p.m. And the author of the new book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry Kudlow, earlier Larry and I got to make what we called our final arguments. We let our audience make their final arguments as they go to the polls. Well, we're going to let you do that now. What's the final argument in your book as we go to the polls to cast our ballots?
All right, well, I guess my final argument is going to be an economic growth argument, which I believe is the number one issue in the country.
Pretty sure that was your first, second, and seventh argument as well.
Look, Trump has the lower tax rates across the board. Huge tax cut, particularly for business, which is the most ailing weak part of our economy, covering jobs, and wages and new business starts and income. Very, very important to me, as John F. Kennedy did, as Ronald Reagan did. When you have an ailing economy, a stagnant economy, it's time to cut tax rates. It's time to provide new incentives, and it's time to create more take-home pay for average, ordinary, middle-class wage earners. I think that is the single most important issue Donald Trump has, and I'm delighted to note that he's been on message talking about that in recent weeks. I also think, on top of that, repeal and rewrite Obamacare. Obamacare is not only a health care system killer, it's also a jobs and economy killer. And I think we can do a whole lot better with a free market approach. I like Trump on energy a lot, energy independence. Hillary wants to end fossil fuels. Trump is going to really help the energy business take the handcuffs off. I could go down a long list. Let me just say two more quick things. Number one, I personally really admire his pro-life position, defending the unborn. I think that's just fabulous. And, you know, I think Hillary is just awful on that subject, late-term abortions. And last, on trade, I'm going to be honest with you on this, as I always have been. I do not agree with Mr. Trump's protectionism. I think that is a negative in the picture. I'm hoping that his election final days bark will be ultimately bigger than the governmental bite. So we'll have to leave that there. No one can predict that. But again, tax cuts, Obamacare, energy, pro-life. Those are my key bullets at the moment. I voted for Trump yesterday. I did so by absentee ballot in the fabulous township of Reading, Connecticut, which numbers 6,000 people, where Shea Kudlow is at least on the weekends.
Shea Kudlow, didn't he fight in the revolution with Castro? Oh, no, that was a different Shea.
That was Shea Guevara.
Hey, Larry, you know, I've been meaning to talk to you for the last couple of weeks about this topic. I'm really interested in your insights. All the revelations with the WikiLeaks emails and other emails, actually, that we've seen the officially released emails from the State Department showing Hillary Clinton, her team, her campaign apparatus, very, very in bed with the mainstream media. You're one of the very rare Republicans, conservatives, who worked in government during the Reagan years and then made that transition to the media. Most of them are from the left side of the equation. And since you wear both hats, since you have been involved in both worlds, I'd love for you to reflect on what has been revealed here to be an insidious partnership between the people who present news on television and the actual political apparatus.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a very tough story. I agree. The mainstream media leans left. I don't think there's any headline news there. By the way, conservatives have a lot of media also. Besides Fox News, they have, you know, lots of important websites and so forth, Facebook and Twitter. But you're right. I've just sort of lived with it. I say what I wish to say. I've never been intimidated by it on CNBC all these years.
But it goes beyond the bias, I think. I'm talking about, we're seeing emails of these reporters,
what should I ask?
News hosts, interacting with the campaign apparatus and the actual politicians.
Well, I don't think it improves the broadcasting profession, that's for sure. I don't think it improves the journalist profession. There are a lot of honest journalists out there. I hate to paint a totally broad, brush on this, but yeah. We've seen, look, to me, this Clinton operation, including the foundation, of course, is just a corrupt enterprise. It's a corrupt enterprise. And the idea that Donna Brazile and others are feeding questions and that certain reporters are dialing in to John Podesta and others, giving them advice, I mean, it's pretty strange, and it does not do the profession any good. So I think it's been a rough year. But can I just switch back? I just want to make one more point on the Trump Clinton bullets. Look, besides Trump's pro-growth policies on taxes, particularly, Hillary is the anti-growth candidate here. You know, she has across-the-board tax increases. She will expand Obamacare, ultimately moving into single payer. That's a real prosperity killer. She wants a regulatory state. She wants essentially to raise taxes on upper end earners corporations, capital gains, stock market transactions in order to finance a very large increase in the government estimated at about $1.5 trillion. So I see her as the real recession candidate, and I see Trump as the prosperity candidate. And I think that contrast is huge. I wish Mr. Trump had made more of it, but I think he came around in recent weeks and punctuated that contrast. She's the taxer. She's not going to grow the economy. We've tried this before. Go back to JFK. Go back to Reagan. What'd they do? Cut tax rates. Did it work? You bet it did.
All right.
Mrs. Clinton has disowned one of the greatest politicians in the history of the Democratic Party, and that is John F. Kennedy. And it's a shame because she will not help America doing her course.
We got to leave it right there. Larry Kudlow with his final argument.
Thank you, Larry Kudlow. Oh, by the way, for those of you who weren't listening clearly, he said Hillary is anti-growth. No one is suggesting she has three sixes on her forehead or anything like that, or, you know, she's Beelzebub. She's not the Antichrist. She's anti-growth. She doesn't have those three sixes on her forehead. They're on the back of her head.
No, stop it.
No, that's not
nice. That's not nice. It is now 844 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Joke. It's a joke. Are you thinking about renting out your house? It's a great choice. The rental market is red hot. This gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Not only can you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or your inherited home, but renting has never been easier. That's right. It's an easy thing to do when you hire Renters Warehouse. Let me just be clear. If you don't hire Renters Warehouse, you're going to be up to your eyeballs in hassle. Renters Warehouse, though, is America's number one rent estate company. They help everyday homeowners like you lease and manage your homes. For only $80 a month, they'll price your property. They'll find you the great tenants quickly. They'll collect the rent on your behalf and then also take the pesky maintenance calls. All you have to do is sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. This then, of course, gives you a steady cash flow, long-term equity, tax breaks. It's rent estate for crying out loud. Get started with a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. It's free, renterswarehouse.com, or call them 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
It is now 845. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to leave Georgetown, an unusual morning. We normally don't have delays going on the outbound side of Canal Road. On to Foxhall Road, if you're heading north up toward Reservoir, in that stretch, we had some debris that was dropped along the right side. Crews were trying to clear that. Also, if you're coming off of the Key Bridge and you're going north on the George Washington Parkway, still solid, get you past Spout Run Parkway up toward the overlooks. Crash on the northbound side. Southbound still heavy on the G-Dub through that stretch as well. Here we go on 66. Had a break today on Election Day. A little bit of volume into Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. We'll take that anytime. The Beltway in Annandale sluggish. Again, interloop at the Legion Bridge below speed. We've cleared out to the Wilson Bridge. Still have our topside beltway delays from 95 to George Avenue. And guess what, guys? No delays on 95 between Baltimore and our beltway, and no delays on 50 through Annapolis Bowie to the beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A chilly morning, but this election day will be dry. Sun with a few clouds this afternoon, 67. Tonight, cold front on the march, 53. Some showers around after midnight. Tomorrow, still some showers, maybe some late rain in the morning with a high of cooler 60 on a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
42 degrees at 847.
Rah, rah, ah, ah, rah, ma, rah, ma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, what's your bad romance?
Lady Gaga showed up for Hillary Clinton last night in North Carolina. It was she and Bon Jovi. That would be John Bon Jovi, the guy, not the band. They're performing on behalf of The Hill because, you know, hashtag stronger together. And a lot of people are talking about what the Gaga was wearing. I want to get to her outfit in a moment.
Was it a meat dress?
Well, no. I'll tell you in a sec. Here's Hillary Clinton, though. This is great. You know, Hillary Clinton praising the Gaga. Listen to this.
She has always stood for that fundamental principle of respecting everybody.
It's all about the warmth, isn't it? It's all about the warmth. Wait a second. Just the beginning part.
And I want to thank Gaga because she has always stood.
I want to thank Gaga. I think that's what Chelsea's kids call Hillary.
Is that?
Hey, Gaga, when he
gave me I had
Gaga got the rat.
I had a Nana.
Did you?
And I had a Meemaw.
A Meemaw. There's a lot of Meemaws out there.
A lot of Meemaws.
I had Nana.
Did you?
Nana. It was Nana, not Nana.
And my sister has her kids called her Yaya.
Yaya. There's a big Yaya thing over there. Ama is the Chinese thing. But apparently it's the Gaga.
The Gaga.
Hillary loves her Gaga.
And I want to thank Gaga because she has always stood for...
All right. Anyway, she's wearing this black... All right, I'm not going to mince words. She looks like a Nazi stormtrooper.
Really?
She is dressed in all black from head to toe. Well, not head, neck to toe. And at the left breast, there's like a silver brooch. It looks like a badge of some kind.
Okay.
All right. And on her right arm, I'm not joking, there's a red armband around the right arm. And, of course, Drudge has it as the lead right now, where apparently at some point she took her right hand and she, you know, waved straight up in the air. So it looks like she's doing a Nazi salute.
No kidding.
People were on Twitter going nuts about why is Lady Gaga dressed like a Nazi in support of Hillary Clinton. But here's my favorite part. You ready?
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at that picture.
She's a stormtrooper, and she's got the mirror, you know, aviator sunglasses on and everything to sort of do this whole thing. You know, welcome.
What in the world?
Well, no, don't worry, because someone has cleared all this up and done the research.
Okay,
Lady Gaga is not dressed like a Nazi.
Well, it sure looks like
it. No, I know it looks that way. This is actually, this is totally serious. Lady Gaga purchased this outfit from the Michael Jackson collection. There's a, you know, if you're a celebrity, if you're a star, you can buy his old clothes, the outfits he would wear in his concerts. Mm-hmm. And here's a picture of him wearing the exact same outfit with a President George Herbert Walker Bush here, all right? And it's the exact same thing. Mm. Black top, he's got the silver brooch, it's got the red armband. And somebody tweeted out the picture and said, before Republicans called Gaga a Nazi, just so you know, she bought this from Michael Jackson's collection. So now just connect the dots here. The argument about this outfit is this. Hey, come on. Calm down, everybody. Lady Gaga is not dressed like a Nazi. She's dressed like a pedophile. Vote for Hillary.
There we go.
It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
School sports could be a secret weapon in the war on drugs. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Teens who play sports and work out are less likely to abuse painkillers. It's according to a recent study out of the University of Michigan. Researchers looked at data from almost 200,000 8th and 10th graders over the last two decades. What they found was that non-medical use of prescription drugs dropped from around 9% in 1997 to 4.5% in 2014 among highly involved athletes. Now, the study's lead author says it could be that these athletes are strengthening their bodies and preventing injuries, so they don't need painkillers in the first place. Also, they're more closely monitored by adults and therefore less likely to step out of line. Parents should encourage their kids to play sports, but remember this. Be on the lookout for warning signs such as depression and continued use of medications after an injury. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Katie, where's your Jergens? My lotion? Here in the shower where it belongs.
Wait, in the shower?
Yeah, Mom. I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It instantly locks in moisture from my shower, so my skin stays soft and luminous all day without that sticky lotion feel.
Moisture without that heavy feel? Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
And who said Mom always knows best?
You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
Man, they were raking up the leaves out of my place yesterday. I mean, all kinds of leaves are falling. The trees are getting bare. And you know, that means that we're in fall. And that means you know what's coming, which is winter.
and old drafty windows can make your home uncomfortable, drive up your heating bills. You need to keep winter out and savings in by calling Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, they build, they install, they cut out the middleman. That saves you money. And if you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window and no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. So put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK right now. Mention WMAL. You'll receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See ThompsonCreek.com for detail, or just call this number right now, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, get out and vote. I don't have too many complaints about getting to the polling places, but I have positive news about the rush hour. Lighter than normal on 270 as you head between Frederick and the Beltway. Beltway Inner Loop in Bethesda, a little bit slow into that sun glare. Outer Loop topside with the stop and go. On the George Washington Parkway, trying to recover the crash north of the overlooks. Watch for delays as you come from now before the Key Bridge, around from Memorial Circle going north on the George Washington Parkway. So just be alert for that unusual northbound slowdown. Southbound still heavy through that stretch as well. 66, not too much to tell you about. 95, 395 clearing out. And on the inner loop of the Beltway from 66, often on the brakes to the Legion Bridge. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly start to our election day. Bundle up as you head on out. This afternoon, probably will not need a jacket. Partly cloudy, 67. Cold front approaching tonight. Rain showers after midnight, 53. Showers possible tomorrow with a high of 60 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 degrees at 8:56.
Cold weather is perfect for curling up in front of a roaring fire and planning for the holidays ahead. But if you don't have someone special to share these moments with, this time of year can seem like an endless reminder that you're single. Don't worry, it's not too late. Heat things up this winter by joining It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service right here in Washington, D.C. Their friendly matchmakers have spent over 25 years providing an enjoyable alternative to online dating. They'll first get to know you and your relationship goals during a confidential interview. With this knowledge, they'll hand-select quality matches for you from their exclusive membership base. They pre-screen all your matches in advance and even book your reservations at the best date spots in town. All you have to do is show up, relax, and be yourself. Add some romance to your holiday celebrations. It's Just Lunch is super easy, incredibly personal, and completely professional. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Attention Fairfax County business owners and decision makers, big and small. The Fairfax County Department of Transportation wants to reward your current and future efforts in providing a variety of commuting options to employees. Employers in Fairfax County who participate not only help reduce traffic congestion, but can increase employee retention and morale. To enroll in the 2016 Best Workplaces for Commuters program and attend the December 6th award ceremony, simply call 703-877-5704 before November 18th. That's 703-877-5704.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova. Join the future of health.
All right, folks, it's your turn. Get out there and exercise the franchise. We'll recap election results tomorrow. And tonight, you want to join us for our special coverage starting at 7 o'clock. It's Mark Levin. It's Brian and Larry coming out at 9. We'll check in with Chris Plant. Spend election night with your friends here at WMAL.
Yep, can't wait for it. Also, we'll get things rolling at 5 o'clock with a special Drive at 5 election coverage. Here comes Chris Plant. Hey, Chris.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Anything going on?
Caps game tonight.
Is there a Caps?
Yeah, there is a Caps game.
And hey, Monday Night Football. I got Monday Night.
Oh, that's right.
Can you imagine being Monday Night Football tonight? Well, actually, a lot of people may be watching by that.
Tonight's Tuesday Night Football.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.